This is Digital Story Podcast number 720, January 7th, 2020. Today's theme is Live from CES 2020. I'm Derek Story. Many trade shows these days seem to be fighting an uphill battle, but not CES Las Vegas. The town is hopping with tech vendors and buyers from all over the world. And for us, as photographers and technology lovers, there's plenty to unpack. Today, I'll highlight some of my favorite discoveries during the media events prior to the show opening at the convention center. So hide your credit cards and join me here in Sin City. I hope you enjoy the show. All right, so the way that it works, if you remember from shows in previous years, is that media actually gets into town a few days early, and we have a series of media events that allow us to interact with the vendors that we're interested in, and therefore be able to take care of our business before the show actually opens. Because once the show opens, as anyone knows that's been to CES, it's mayhem, and you really can't have meaningful conversations and really get the questions that you have answered. So this is terrific. This allows us then to be ready with our show reports when the show opens. Now, of course, as CES does open its doors, then we have a whole different kind of thing going on. Then we go to meetings in the booths and we do some of the work that we can't do beforehand. Obviously, you have to see the floor to really get a feel for it. You can't just go to the media events and then report on how busy the show was and stuff like that. You've got to see it for yourself. So that part is nice too, and I'll be doing that today. Probably as you're listening to this podcast, I will be exploring the halls of the Las Vegas Convention Center, really kind of getting a feel for what's going on here now that I have all the information that I need from the vendors that I'm interested in. So what we get to do today is I'm actually filing a field report from Las Vegas after I've gone to all the media events, compiled my notes, and really thought about the things that made an impression on me. So that's what we're going to be doing here in just a minute. So we're going to switch. We'll be going to the portable audio recorder. We all love that, right? But hey, you can't beat the timeliness of this approach. And then after the field report, I'll come back with some virtual camera club news, and we'll do a wrap on today's show. So right now, come with me to Las Vegas and let me tell you what I've seen so far. Oh, as you can hear from the hum in the room here, we're all waiting for the doors to open at the PepCon event. It's probably my favorite event here at the show. They treat press really well. Vendors are great. And hopefully I'm going to get some really good ideas for the podcast tonight that I'll be working on once I get back to the hotel room. One of the nice things about PepCon is they have very high quality vendors. They usually have plenty to eat and plenty to drink, and it's really just a top shelf event. So we're here early. Usually people get here early and wait in line to get in, mainly because I think they're hungry. That's the main thing. But right now I'm just hanging out here with a few hundred of my journalist friends. Alrighty, so I've made it back from today's events. By the way, I hope you enjoyed accompanying me at PepCon for just a minute there. I thought it'd be kind of fun. And I was actually using one of the devices I'm going to talk about. I've got a handful of stuff here from the last couple days of press events that I want to share with you. And I'm going to start out with something called the Smart Mic Plus. And I actually had that clipped to my jacket there at PepCon, and that's what I used to record that little bit there at the Mirage. We were at the Mirage Hotel for that. And this is, I actually was introduced to this audio recording mic. It's a Bluetooth mic, which at first may not sound like, you know, any big deal at all, but it actually is unique because you're talking to a guy who's looking at microphones all the time for obvious reasons. It's smaller than oh, it's like a flash drive. It's about the size of a standard flash drive with a clip on it. And you can just clip it to your shirt or your jacket. But it does a number of things really well. It works with an app for either Android or iOS. And you can record, just as I recorded. But you may have noticed that even in a noisy environment like that, it has technology that emphasizes the voice, but yet has the ambient sounds, but they don't overpower. You know, typically with a number of mics in that very loud room, the drone of the room would have overpowered what I had to say. And you could tell that it could balance that quite well. One of the things that this does that is very intriguing that I haven't had a chance to test yet, although I saw a demo, is that you can use it, let's say in my case, with the iPhone for video interviews. So you can clip the mic onto the person that you're interviewing, and then you use the interview mode on their app, and it's a free download. And what happens is, in interview mode, the person that you're interviewing, their audio is handled by this mic, but you're asking the questions, you know, what, 3, 4, 5 feet away, depending on how it's set up. And it's also recording your voice, but through the mic on the iPhone. And it's just very clever. And then it balances the audio all together for you. So, you know, it does all sorts of stuff like this. You can use two mics if you want. You can use a mic, one of the mics, where you plug it into your DSLR, and then you use another one of the devices as a receiver. You know, so they're very clever, very well designed. The packaging is top notch. The build quality is fantastic. It's easy to use. I just got the test model today and just started working with it right away. And I can just think of a million uses. I mean, you could just clip it to your shirt and be talking while you're, you know, recording a travel log, or even without any video at all, just when you want to record audio while you're, you know, walking around a zoo, talking about the different animals, anything like that. Then the audio is, you know, saved to your phone. And then from there, you can share it to other apps on your phone. You can upload it. You can do all sorts of stuff. And the quality, quite good. I tested it in quiet environments as well, and I thought it was really nice sounding. So it's the Smart Mic Plus. So SmartMike with a little plus sign, and it's by Sabinetek. SabinetK. Now, because this is CES, I don't really have, you know, any prices or links for you yet, although this is, I think, available right now, and it won a CES Innovation Award, a 2020 Innovation Award, so the folks at CES must have thought that it was pretty good too. And so just to give you a little bit of the specifications here on it, world's first true wireless stereo microphone, wireless CD quality, wireless mixing, auto lip sync, multi-level denoising, which, you know, I think is pretty good, AI transcription, and it just works with, you know, mobile phones. And like I said, it's about the size of a flash drive. It has a rechargeable battery in there, and it syncs right away via Bluetooth. I had no problem syncing it at all. So if you're looking for a cool little mic with a very good quality that's super versatile, you can use it with your camera, you can use it with other mics, you can use it with your smartphone, and it becomes a second mic with your smartphone, which is just incredible. It's the Smart Mic Plus from Sabinetek, okay? And I'm just really super impressed with it. I'm gonna do some more work with it. All right, what else do we have here? You know, this is one of the companies that I really like. This is from Cobra, and you may recall that I reviewed about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, they had a very portable charger. And it has, you know, the usual things, USB ports and all that kind of stuff, so that you could recharge your phone, recharge your iPad, things like that. And it also had a set of jumper cables with it that just plugged in to the super compact charger. I mean, it's, you know, you could put it in your back pocket of your jeans, right? And I go, no way this thing could work. And sure enough, I have jumped many cars and saved many situations with this Cobra super battery charger. So right away, I became super impressed with the company. And this year at CES, they're focusing on, well, what we would call dash cams, but they're certainly more than dash cams. And the one that I want to talk about here, I think for us as storytellers and people who document our lives, you know, and that's the other thing about the Smart Mic Plus, you know, it's a really easy to use, high quality device for documenting projects in our lives and, you know, travel and all that kind of stuff. And this dash cam by Cobra, it is the SC400 is the model number. And yes, you can use it for regular dash cam stuff. Like, for instance, if you are in a fender bender, you know, it will record the whole thing. But it has all sorts of accessories. And one of the things that I was thinking that'd be good with cars that don't have backup cameras, not only do you get the front camera, but you can get the accessory back camera as well. And you can even have an in-cabin camera, which would be, seems like it'd be really good for Uber drivers and so forth. But it records 4K UHD. So, you know, so suddenly we have all these creative uses that we could do with it. Let me just read you some of the specifications on this. It has dual band Wi-Fi with flawless connectivity, instant driver alerts, red light and speed cameras, voice commands for hands-free operation, live remote, 150 degree field of view, 3-inch OLED touch display, advanced driver alert system, and then optional flex cams that work with it. And so I'm thinking, wow, here you have something that it looks a lot like a GoPro. It looks a little nicer than the GoPro. And you have it in your car all the time, and you can use it for, you know, the regular stuff that we're talking about, you know, what you'd want a dash cam for. But also you could record, you know, 4K video for your travel logs and for, you know, things when you're on the road. And you just have this really cool thing that's mounted and ready to go and Wi-Fi capable. I just thought it was really nice. I'm going to follow up with them. You know, we exchanged information, and I want to get a review model, because I think this thing has some really nice applications. And if it's like the other Cobra products that I have tested, I think it's just going to work beautifully. It has apps for iOS and for Android, and it even has Amazon Alexa capability built into it. So that is the SC400 4K UHD dash cam with Alexa from Cobra. It's a beautiful looking device, and the more that I looked at it, the more possibilities came to mind for using this for storytelling and travel logs and all that good stuff. Okay, so let's go on to, well, you know, we have to talk about the Nikon, right? We have to talk about, I got the fact sheet right here, even though everything is online right now. So Nikon, an hour before the PepCon event, they dropped a bunch of announcements, a couple lenses. But the thing that I've been waiting for anyway, and it did come to life, was the D780 DSLR. So right away, you're probably going, well, Derek, why are you interested in a DSLR? Right? I mean, you know, we've all moved on to mirrorless, haven't we? Well, I mean, I'm using mirrorless to cover the show. I'm shooting with my Olympus, right? But however, I still use a DSLR quite a bit as well. And I was kind of excited about the possibility of this D780. Now, it's going to be available this month for $2,299 for the body only, or $2,800 if you get the 24-120 f4 VR lens with it. And it's a 24 megapixel camera with outstanding low light performance. Basically, what they've done is that they've integrated their mirrorless technology into this DSLR body for those that still want to shoot with a DSLR or prefer shooting with a DSLR. 273-point focal plane hybrid AF system. The camera body itself felt really good in the hands. It's not too heavy, but it has the right amount of sturdiness, of heft. It's weather resistant. The grip on it felt really good. It's got a articulated screen, the LCD screen, touch functionality, two USH2 SD card slots. So they're sticking with the SD card slots, and that's because I think this is an enthusiast camera, not so much a professional camera, although it could be used professionally for sure. They say it's Nikon's best DSLR for video, 4K UHD 30p recording with a 10-bit output, so that's not too bad. A whole bunch of in-camera creative features, shutter speeds from 900 seconds to 1/8,000th of a second, built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. And like I said, it feels good, it's not too big. Doesn't have a built-in flash, doesn't have a pop-up flash, and there weren't ports on the bottom for a grip, which I know, at least online, a lot of people have talked about that they really wanted a grip for this camera. I don't think it's going to have one, so it's not the additional battery grip, but it looks like a terrific camera. And again, for those that really like the D750 and want to keep working with a DSLR, I think this is a wonderful upgrade. And it's interesting how Nikon announced this camera at CES, as well as Canon announcing their professional camera today as well, the 1DX Mark III. And that was announced today as well. I didn't get to see it. I did get to play with the Nikon D780, but I haven't seen the Canon yet. Now, the Canon is just like an over-the-top professional camera. I mean, it is crazy. It has got the pedal to the metal in just about every category. However, the thing about the Canon is that's a $6,500 body. That's just the body only. And, again, it's for professional shooters. And I thought it was fascinating that, both Canon and Nikon announced DSLRs at the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Interesting stuff. All right, what else do we have here in the pile? Well, I want to talk about this really cool bicycle. It's an electric bike. It's an e-bike, and I did a picture of it on Instagram, and it's called the Small Circle, SMA Circle, Small Circle, and it is I think it's the lightest e-bike in the world. It weighs 24 pounds. It has a carbon fiber body, and you can fold it up. It folds up ingeniously, and it can fit in a backpack. You can take your bike with you in a backpack. It weighs 24 pounds and it fits in a backpack. Yet, I watched this thing scoot around the halls at the Flamingo Hotel. That's where this thing was being demoed, at the Flamingo Hotel. And it moves along great. It has a Samsung lithium battery, rechargeable battery. And really clever, what they did is they designed the battery so that it is also the seat for the bike. Really good. I mean, talk about, really thinking things through. As I said, carbon fiber frame, super lightweight, has both an LED headlight and has a tail light,
has an accelerator on the handlebar. So this is not a pedal assist. This is, you know, this is an electric bike. You know, and you twist the handle and you go. It has a braking system as well. The braking system seemed to work really well. The battery is good for about 12 and a half miles, and it recharges in 3 hours. And it's adorable. It's really adorable. I don't think it's big enough for me, but for someone that isn't 6'7", I think it would work really well. It has a companion app and is really worth checking out. I mean, and I anticipate we're going to see some more really cool e-bikes once the show proper opens tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is that this thing folded is 11 and a half inches by 21 inches by 8 inches for a folded bike. It can go between up to about 12 miles an hour. I mean, it moved along really well. So this is the small circle bike, and you know, they're really worth checking out. They are one of the Chinese companies that was at the event for Chinese technology today, and we were really impressed. I mean, when they came on stage and did their 3-minute spiel, the whole room just paid attention to what they were doing. Very neat, and I think that the next year or so we're going to see some really cool stuff with e-bikes, pedal assist bikes, scooters, all that kind of stuff. But for right now, I'm blown away by the small circle bike. Okay, let's see here. Oh, by the way, Kingston, one of my favorite memory companies, they have an update to their Canvas Select Plus SD card. You can get the 64 gigabyte model. It has 100 megabytes per second transfer speed. And the thing I like about Kingston is very good quality SD cards at a very affordable price. And so the Canvas Select Plus, a 64 gigabyte card with 100 megabytes per second transfer, that is available now. And if you're looking for a good deal on a card, I use these cards all the time and I love them. And I have one in my hand here that I'm going to be testing out. I think those were the things that really jumped out at me today. Just to give you a general feel for the stuff that's going on at the show. As you can imagine, a lot of stuff for the home. We're still kind of in the cycle where they're adding Bluetooth to things that you go, I'm not sure it really needs it. I mean, the robotics are interesting, but the robotics are also kind of over the top in certain areas, like a robotic toilet paper caddy, a suitcase that's on wheels that will follow you around the airport. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that where you go, it feels more like proof and concept for their technology than actual ready for us to use, you know, things that we really need right now. But at the same time, even as proof and concept, it's interesting, and you can see sort of the potential for some of these items. A lot of things I'm not talking about because I just don't think that they're ready for prime time yet. But these things that I did talk about today, I'm super impressed with. I love the Smart Mic Plus. The whole Cobra line of dash cams was really interesting, although I super preferred the SC400 and hope to get to test it. The small circle electric bike, so impressive. The Nikon, you know, I'm just really happy to see this camera come out, even though, you know, we're moving rapidly toward mirrorless becoming the preferred you know, type of camera for most folks. I'll be doing updates tomorrow once the show starts. I'll probably post on Instagram and Facebook, so make sure you stay tuned for that as well. All right, so that is my update on the eve of CES. Next week I have some anecdotes to tell you, more kind of the general nature of me working here in Las Vegas, so you might want to come back and check that out as well.
All right, let's do a little virtual camera club business before we sign off. First of all, a big thanks to our Inner Circle members, the folks who support our show month in and month out. As I talked about last week, we just finished a big server maintenance. I mean, we actually changed servers. We went from a non-secure server to a secure server. And then we had to, you know, track down all the little insecurities that we were pointing to outside of the server and all that good stuff. We're about 95% there. The site should be, you know, running very well from your perspective, and we're rolling. That big project was made possible by our Patreon members. Thank you so much. And if you're interested in joining the Inner Circle, click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Also want to mention that I have a new title on LinkedIn and lynda.com, photos for macOS Catalina and iPadOS. Really show how these two platforms come together, give us a very unified approach to managing our images. I have links that will take you directly to the titles in the show notes. Check it out. If you haven't looked at photos for a while, you might want to revisit it. I have tiles on the Digital Story for both B&H and Amazon. And if you're interested in purchasing something from either of these outlets, please click on the tile first or click on the links in the show notes. By the way, the Digital Story is supported by its audience. When you purchase through the links on our site, we may earn affiliate commission. So thank you so much for taking that extra step, and I really appreciate it. And finally, be sure to visit our friends at Red River Paper, the folks that supply everything that we need to know about inkjet printing. They sell great paper in many different sizes, many different surfaces. They have envelopes, glassine sleeves, all the stuff that you need to look like a really cool artist. Put your imagery in the best light as you hand it to other people or as you display it on the wall. They have ink, they have tutorials, they have reviews. If you want to get into inkjet printing as a photographer, as an artist, please click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, the Red River Paper tile. Go over to our landing page there, start exploring, and start making some beautiful artwork. And they also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show from Las Vegas. I'll be back in the studio next week. I got some great topics for you. Please stop by. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye now.